Deadly Fire. We're In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
Now we'll jump from one contentious issue right into the next one after 8 o'clock. We're going to talk a little bit about faith-based funding, something that got the gentleman who does the show before us in a little bit of hot water during the last provincial election campaign. Paul McKeever of the Freedom Party, he wants to shed some light on something in regards to faith-based funding. We'll talk to him a little later on and find out exactly what, because he's released the another plank in their platform. They are a party that run, I think, a full slate of candidates in the province each and every election. They don't think they've ever won a seat, but we'll talk to him about that a little later on, because they do have good ideas that we've discussed on the show before.
Yeah, no, I think he weighs into some waters that are a valid concern, but I question some of his tactics and or facts. Hey, a lot of us kicked and screamed. I think you were among them when we talked about Afrocentric schools, but you know, we gave it a shot. We're seeing right now what kind of impact it's having.
So. When we come back, we're going to talk about schooling of a different sort, the faith-based funding variety in the public school system. We'll tell you about all of that as Friendly Fire with Ryan Doyle and John Downs continues on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Radio, News Talk 1010.
If you want to be part of the show, you can text us, although that board is filling up fast and furious. I don't think it can flood. There's an interesting, it's a large plan, but an interesting one nonetheless, that has come out in regards to separating public schools and organized religious practice. This is a plank that has come from the Freedom Party of Ontario. One of the only, and I'm going to say this because I think it needs to be said, one of the only political parties in the province that has spoken out one way or the other in regards to the idea of prayer being allowed in schools, for example.
Yeah, I mean, the other parties have generally said we should leave it up to the school boards. You know, this is actually an issue that really should be tackled by the province, by the government of the province, because we have one particular religious Christian denomination that has its own school board, publicly funded school board in this province. And at a certain point, despite what it may say in the Constitution, you have to look back and say, oh, is this not a little uneven as far as the playing field goes? And I don't think you can deny it is. So I might actually vote for someone who had the cojones to take on this kind of issue.
Well, here's the Freedom Party stand, and they emailed this to me, and I think it's a really interesting discussion to have because the other parties haven't chimed in, haven't said anything, and that's right across the board. Their stand is pro-democracy, anti-theocracy. They say whatever the strengths or failings of our present laws are as they relate to the issue of religious worship or religious indoctrination in our public schools, it is both wrong and dangerous to allow our public schools to be used by any religion as place of worship or place of religious indoctrination. Canada is a democracy, they say, which means we oppose any decidedly anti-democratic system such as theocracy. Being democratic, we are committed to the belief that our government gets its authority only from the people it governs, not from anyone's God. And it goes on and on and on to talk about some of the other points that they would like to see put in. Freedom government, they say, will ensure that our public schools are places of science and reason, places where our children learn how to think and choose rationally and independently, places that promote respect for democracy in freedom. Obviously, they're saying that it's counter to the religion that some have proposed be taught.
Yeah, but there is a big difference between allowing Catholicism to be preached, essentially, in public schools and allowing Muslim students to get together to enjoy their prayers in the cafeteria during their off time or when the cafeteria is not
being used. Now they say that they're against that idea. They also say that they would prohibit the distribution in Ontario's public schools of religious texts or other religious materials to students.
That's fine, but you know, at the same time, and it seems rather clear, they are anti-Catholic teachings in the school. Got to be very clear about that. It seems to be an anti-religion platform, shall you say.
I think that if we're talking about the public school system, shouldn't it be?
I think it should be. I don't think there's many politicians out there who would be honest enough or even believe that. And that's what bothers me on this, is either they don't believe it. If they don't believe it, then they're not getting my vote. Or either they do believe it and they're just too chicken to mention it. So either way, you're not impressing me. And I don't know if you would like one of them to come forward as well and say, actually, I think that religious funding should be across the board.
Well, it is dangerous water. I mentioned John Tory, and I think he'd be the first to almost poke fun at himself at this point, forever of bringing it, you know, have ever brought it up in the,
in
the last election.
I think he still believes what he said was the right thing.
I wouldn't say that he doesn't. Right.
But all the more credit to him for coming out and actually taking a stand on it.
But it is a dangerous issue come election time, and nobody has really said anything about it. And that, to me, indicates that silence is deafening.
Yeah, no, and no question about it. I find it
very telling.
Every time we talk about this, people call in and say, no, we shouldn't allow, we shouldn't extend religious funding, we shouldn't extend it. Well, why, where are all the other callers saying it's time to end the monopoly on faith-based funding that Catholics have had for a couple centuries?
All right, I want to come back in 60 seconds and talk with Paul McKeever, the leader of the Freedom Party in Ontario, and get his take, because he's got some interesting questions that he is asking, not just about this issue, but also in regards to Tim Hudak, the leader of the Progressive Conservatives, and to Dalton McGuinty. We will do that as Friendly Fire with Ryan Doyle and John Downs continues on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. John Downs here on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010. We're talking tonight about the Freedom Party of Ontario. They've released one of their platforms, one of their planks, rather, of their platform in regards to religion and schools. It has been a heated debate in this province over the last few weeks, few months. Obviously, the idea of a Muslim prayer room, or at least a makeshift prayer room, in one school's cafeteria sparked a lot of conversation. And this ad is very telling. We got this from their website, just released in the last 24 hours. Take a listen.
Ontario's Progressive Conservatives are at it again. In 2007, they said they wanted to make taxpayers subsidize faith-based private schools.
And, you know, it's still called the theory of evolution.
Fund all faiths.
I supported, for example, the tax credit we had for independent schools.
Now the Progressive Conservatives are quietly planning to create faith-based public schools.
Create competition and choice, but within our public school system.
Say no to faith-based funding. On October 6th, 2011, say no to Tim Hudak's Progressive Conservatives.
Paul McKeever joins us on the line. He is the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. And, Paul, I guess the first question out of the chute is there any evidence that the Progressive Conservatives are leaning towards this idea, or are we just interpreting based on the silence that we have heard from the last, from all the parties the last little while?
Hi, Ryan and John. No, there is evidence. In fact, there's been a consistent series of statements by the now PC party leader, Tim Hudak, that because their first approach, which was to extend taxpayer funding to private religious schools, failed and caused them to lose the 2007 election, that maybe that's the wrong approach, and that instead what they should do is look for ways to create choice within the public school system. So, you know, right now we have, for example, the alternative Afrocentric school, and that same alternative school option could be used to create, for example, a public Jewish school, a public, you know, Islamic school, a public Protestant school, and et cetera, and effectively, you know, creating little silos of students all divided up according to religion. That way, the PCs can avoid the issue of funding, because those public schools are already funded. So they turn it into a matter of curriculum, and that's the quick sleight of hand. But there's been, in the CBC, 1 month after the election of 2007, Tim Hudak said, we shouldn't give up on this, we're still going to work on it. During the leadership bid he had for his party in 2009, he repeated to a conservative blogger that he's looking for choice, the option of creating choices within the public system. And that's what you're hearing in that commercial, incidentally. That was a response by Tim Hudak to a question about religious schools and how to create choice for parents that currently send their children to private religious schools.
Paul, you said recently. I mean, two years ago is not exactly recently.
Well, even in their platform, it's really interesting. I think they start the section on education by saying, you know, one size does not fit all when it comes to education. There's code being sent out there. They're trying very assiduously to avoid talking about education and religion, of course, for all the obvious reasons. But this issue can't go away, because, in fact, we're really looking at an election in which the outcome of the election will dictate whether we're going to have a public school system, a secular public school system as we know it, or whether we're in fact, whether we vote liberal or PC, it doesn't make much difference, we will end up with a fragmented system with schools that merge religious practice with what was formerly a secular public school system. It's a frightening prospect from my perspective. I'm not going to allow this
but
to go down.
Paul, you know, the last election here in the province is proof positive that this issue will come up. Reporters will ask not only Tim Hudak, but also obviously Andrea Horvath and Dalton McGuinty about this. There's nowhere really he's going to be able to hide, so why not just address it now?
I agree. I think he should come right out and say to the general public what he's been saying to his members at the leadership debates and that kind of thing, and that's to say, look, we think that people who are currently sending their children to private religious schools should be able to put their children in a public school, but still have that public school have a religious curriculum. And if that's his stand, and I think it is, he said it numerous times to the CBC, he said it, as I said, to the conservative blogger, in his leadership bid, so that's his pitch to his own membership. He's not going to let them down now. If that's going to be the pitch to the membership, I think we need and deserve to hear, as members of Ontario, never mind that party, what his position is going to be. I want him to say, no, there will not be an allowance for religion in the public school system.
So when
but
you say allowance,
say
I mean, because the last clip that you used of Tim Hudak, he makes reference to tax credits, which is, it's a bit of a stretch to say that's public funding as we currently have for Catholic schools.
That tax credit, Mr. Hudak was referring to the tax credit system that was in place while he was in the government in 2001, which Ernie Eves took away and was never replaced. What he was saying there is that he supported that system, which was a system to extend funding to religious schools in the private sector by giving parents a tax credit. So he was saying, I gave that tax credit, I was in favor of that tax credit, and now I'm in favor of extending choice within the public school system, because he knows that extending taxpayer money to the private school, private religious schools, just won't work. It'll be another torpedo. So this one he's trying to slide in under the wire, and he's hoping to make it through to the end of the election without it really being, without anyone really catching on.
Well, we'll try to talk to him in the next couple of nights and see if we can put him on the record on this issue. And just to we talked about it a few minutes ago, just to be clear, your party does believe in the idea of separating the public school system with any kind of religion.
That's right. We don't think that there should be any form of organized religious practice within the public school system. It should be and should remain a secular school system. And let's not kid ourselves. We're all aware of what the bigger picture is here. We've seen what's happened in Europe. There is a responsibility of our education system. It's the most important system, the system that teaches our children about tomorrow and democracy and freedom, of that system to say, children, here's why democracy is right and theocracy is wrong. Here's why freedom is good, and what theocracy gives you is not freedom.
Interesting stuff. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. We'll come back. A lot of people want to interact with us. John, I know you've got a lot to still say on this. I can tell by your face. So
and
we'll let
my
you,
notes in front of me.
We'll let you have at her next. Although we did that for 2 weeks, and the results were mixed.
Oh,
we'll do that as we come back. Friendly Fire, Ryan Doyle, John Downs, In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Just talk about the news. They make it. Friendly Fire, we're In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
After 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about my experience at the airport here in this country. We were just talking to Paul McKeever of the Freedom Party of Ontario. It's I don't want to call them a fringe party because they do run candidates in every part of the province, but they're the only ones that have come out and talked about the issue of religion and public schooling. It's one that is going to come up. It is a conversation that needs to be had, and we'll do our best to get Tim Hudak on record as to figure out exactly what his plan is, if any plan is in place in regards to the two maybe meeting or perhaps, you know, some sort of credit system. There are a number of different things that could be on the table.
Yeah, but I think Paul's link between Tim Hudak and faith-based funding for other faiths, a little tenuous, if you ask me. He talked about how Tim Hudak is speaking in code. That's Paul's interpretation of the code. I'm not convinced that Tim Hudak at this point is saying that he would back faith-based funding. And there is something else to mention here. There was another ad on the website that talked about specifically how certain students, so of course the Muslim students, are practicing their faith during classes. Now, that's a little misleading. It's during class time, but not in class. It's actually in a separate room that's not being used. So, you know, a little disingenuous to perhaps to say this is already going on.
Andrew, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Listen, Ryan, great to have you back.
Thank you.
But I got to tell you, John did you proud. He did well while you were away.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I just, well, he wasn't perfect, but he was okay.
I said, isn't that nice?
I got to tell you guys, so this is the thing that amazes me. I don't think the Freedom Party is a fringe party either. I think it's a seditious party. I'll tell you why. Even though it never occurs, I think, John, you went to school in Quebec, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, you went to school in Ontario?
That's right.
Okay, so I'm 35. Are you, both of you guys around the same age?
Exactly the same age.
So until about 1986, I went to, I didn't go to the Catholic system, I went in the public system. We still said the Lord's Prayer every day in school. Do you remember that, Ryan?
I was in the Catholic system, but I knew people who were in the public system that did say the Lord's Prayer, yeah.
So the kicker about this fellow from the Freedom Party is that what he fails to recognize is that since, I think even the founding of Ontario, since the British North America Act, we've always had funding for the Roman Catholic system. It's easy to say how we would be able to like crack this nut and make it fall apart, but I'm telling you, you'll have civil war in this province if this type of person tries to get what he wants.
I
like John Tory a lot. I think he's a fair guy. I don't agree with most of his politics. In fact, I agree with little of what he says, but when he's right, he is right. But he's also a man enough to admit when he's wrong. But this Freedom Party, like, are you kidding? Look at what the crackpots in the States are doing. Ryan, you can't tell me that you actually think that half of what this guy says is actually legitimate.
Oh, well, I think that the public system and the I don't think the purpose of the public system is to incorporate religion. I think it should be about the basic reading, writing, arithmetic kind of thing. And if you want your religion, go somewhere else for it. There's, you know, many places you can do that. You can have Sunday schools. There are private schools out there. They're not as affordable as they probably should be. And that's going to enter into another debate again about whether or not some of those schools should be funded, of course. So until somebody really mans up one way or the other, or womans up, in the case of Andrea Horvath, then,
person's up.
You know, we're never going to get anywhere on this issue. So it would be nice that we had some conclusion to it.